White House says you would be able to afford food if you had kept the 16 cents you saved on July 4th. Washington, D.C. Speaking at a press conference early Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki reminded American citizens that they would be able to afford food if they had kept the 16 cents saved on July 4th. As a reminder to all Americans, Biden's robust financial policies led to incredible savings over the summer, which every hot dog grilling family surely felt over the July 4th weekend, said the press secretary, who looked like she had maybe lost weight. But either way, she looked very frail. I mean, we're talking nearly tens of cents saved. A correspondent for the New York Times, looking like she was really into intermittent fasting, mustered all her energy to ask, "While you're absolutely correct as usual, how do you feel about the effect that 16 cent savings could have on trans minority communities already dying from climate change?" Psaki replied that she'd circle back on that question, but that for now to assume it was Joe Manchin's fault. A nearly skeletal CNN journalist tried nodding in agreement to Psaki's brilliant conjecture, but the down part of his head nod just kept going down, and he fell off his chair and passed out. We're not doing anything bad to your kids, but you cannot come in and check, says public school teacher, Loudoun County, Virginia. In an attempt to calm angry parents, third grade teacher Patricia Murphle of Loudoun County Schools assured everyone that nothing bad is happening to their kids, but no one is allowed to come in and check. "Yeah, you can't come in right now," said Murphle, pointing to a "Do not enter" sign on the door. "We're busy learning important stuff about gender, but not bad stuff you would disagree with. Anyway, we need privacy. Maybe you can come back another time." Several angry parents wielding torches and pitchforks began to grow angry and demanded to see their kids. "You have nothing to worry about," said Murphle. "We're not teaching them that gender is on a spectrum, or that promiscuity is really fun, or that America was built by white supremacists specifically to oppress black people, and the only way to achieve justice is to dismantle the whole system or anything. But don't come in and look. It's a bad time right now." The school superintendent also assured parents everything was fine. "Yeah, we're teaching them things like reading, history, what was that other one? Oh yeah, math. All that stuff. Definitely no extreme leftist indoctrination here. No siree." When asked by parents if they could come in and check, he ran inside and called the FBI.
"You're being rude. You're fake news.